Jenny's got a speaking part this week on the show, and she's being interviewed, grilled, by Amy in the last hour. And this hour we've got Adam. Adam is in with, we told him five questions. He's been greedy. He's got six. Have you vetted these questions?
I have not vetted them. He won't let me see them.
I'm dreading this then. All right then. So, what's the first question, Adam?
Well, you know this one. Describe 10 words to... No. One sec.
All right.
One Describe sec. Yourself in 10 words.
Describe myself in 10 words.
That's a good question.
Okay. I'm fairly little. I try really hard at everything.
All right.
Everything technically counts as one word, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, yeah.
There we go.
All right, there you go. Right, well done. I thought I was 12.
What are you hoping for?
Sorry. No, it's totally in 10.
All right. They're not very good at maths. Adding up. All right, go on. What's the next question, Adam?
What are you hoping for in the future?
In, like, terms of job or...
All.
My whole life in the future. Okay.
That's deep. That's a deep
so
question.
Deep. I don't know. I'd be happy to stay at my job for 10 years. I perhaps want to live... I have my own place within 10 years. Within 5 years would be best. I've got a nice car, so that's okay.
And it's got a good stereo to block them out on the way.
Yes, it does. but yeah, I think I'm pretty sussed.
Okay.
All right. At your wedding, what song would you have?
Would I have Walking Down the Aisle or First Dance?
Both.
Both.
So have you got one set up? You know, because obviously you're getting married on the 22nd to... what's his name? Glenn?
Glenn.
And so you'd have a smooch, I'm guessing.
Well, Walking Down the Aisle, we've got H. Purcell's Trumpet Tune.
Yeah, of course. Know that one, don't you, Adam?
Off the top of your head, you know, yeah. it's like a classic Walking Down the Aisle piece.
Yeah, I thought it was.
But not like the... Duh, 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 duh. Not that one.
No.
No. Duh, 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 duh. Oh, yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. No, it's not that one.
Oh.
Sorry. Right. And we don't have a first dance.
You don't have a first dance? Not yet.
He doesn't dance.
Not even for a little smooch?
No.
Right, okay. Are you going to work on that? I mean, it's...
Well,
know.
My friends have offered to do a first dance on my behalf.
Right. With him or with you?
No, just... We can sit there and I'll just dance.
Oh, okay. Right.
I've got some interesting
That's
friends.
Different. I mean, you know, everything's different these days. Because, you know, most people used to get married on a Saturday. You're getting married on a Friday.
Yeah.
I got married on a Tuesday. Divorced on the Wednesday. What's your next question, Adam?
All right. When you are married, what stuff are you going to buy?
What stuff are you going to buy?
What?
What?
Like stuff for the wedding?
Yeah, and lastly, after the wedding, like, okay. What things are you going to buy?
Yeah, what stuff? Come on, that's a simple question. What stuff are you going to buy?
Well, this week, we've bought, like, two lots of giant Jenga this week, like, outside garden Jenga, because that's our guest book for the wedding, because we're having a games-themed wedding, so we're buying loads of outdoor games and stuff like that, and I'm a collector of Monopolies, so I think I've got about 23 different types of Monopolies at home.
Pink Wow. one's enough.
I think so.
So what's your favourite piece when you're playing Monopoly? Which one are you?
Well, I like the iron, but they've stopped bringing out the iron and they've changed that to a different piece now.
Why? Why did they stop that?
I think it's because they decided it was the most unpopular piece.
What? Was it sexist, do you think? Because, oh, you'd be the iron because you're the woman.
Yeah, it could possibly be that. But that's my favourite piece because it was just nice to slide along the board.
Do you know what? I always used to like being the dog.
Yeah.
Because the dog, you could stick his nose in the ground and his bum was hanging out the back and it was just funny.
Yeah.
It was just hilarious. I always wanted to be the dog. But let's go back to the Jenga thing because that's fascinating. How big is the Jenga? Do you need planning permission for it?
Well, we said that we might have to have hard hats.
Right, okay. So it goes up above your head then?
Yeah, but I'm only 5'2". It won't go above his head, I don't think. He's 6 foot something.
Right, okay.
But yeah, it should be awesome.
Okay, yeah, no, yeah. I'm just thinking that the Jenga thing sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, you need a ladder
To
play it.
Well, no, because what you do is it's all on the side, and then you sign your piece, and then you can put it into the Jenga tower.
Right.
And then, yeah, perhaps you'll need some taller people towards the end when everyone's piling up and actually playing Jenga.
Yeah.
That'll be pretty awesome.
That sounds like a load of fun, that does. It really does. What's your next question, Adam?
Last question. Where, how did you do your sign language?
Where and how? So I do it at school, and Miss Parslow teaches us. We're all divided into little groups, depending on how long we've done it. So there's only two people in my group. And yeah, we're on a Wednesday afternoon, we go to see Miss Parslow for half an hour, 45 minutes. And she has these sheets, and she'll do signs with us. And then she'll give us the sheets, and she'll set us homework to do and things. So this week we got to make really silly sentences up.
That's good.
Go on, give us a silly sentence.
I saw three red giraffes at the hospital.
At the hospital? That's how you do the hospital,
hospital,
is it?
Hospital. It means lots of beds.
Right, okay.
Yeah?
That's brilliant. And you're very good at it, I must admit. But it doesn't work on the radio.
No.
And you just said thank you.
I did,
you. Just said thank you. Right, okay. So you touch your chin.
It's kind of from your mouth.
Yeah.
To like a 90 degree angle.
Okay.
And then please is kind of like further down to the knees.
All right.
So thank you, please.
All right. That's easy enough, isn't it? Is that your final question?
Yeah.
That's it, no more?
No.
All right, thank you, Adam.